Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria is off, recovering from her Thanksgiving weekends. All right, no big deal. She'll be back in the saddle again. I love that old song. Kara Schillen is down in the studio, the main studio. By the way, I didn't tell you this, Kara. Good news. I'm going to be in the studio with you in Washington on December 18th.
Woo.
Won't you be excited about that? Wow. I haven't done that for. I don't think I've ever been in the studio there with you, have I? I don't think I ever
no,
have.
No, you haven't.
I have.
No. I know. Yes. You've been in the studio with Kara, or you've been in the studio with me?
Both, actually. Take that. Mm-hmm.
That's right. All right. So, Jennifer, you have some standards to discuss. I think there are several items that are worthy of our consideration. Why don't you start with standards for flying, standards for planes, standards for the travel industry? What standards do we need to focus on?
I mean, travel is on people's minds during the holiday.
Sure.
The Thanksgiving holidays, the records broken for the amount of people going in and out of airports
mm-hmm.
throughout the country. And, of course, that's going to pick up with a pretty strong economy through Christmas. So the question is, are the airlines trying to kill us? I mean, is that the... I think Boeing, really, we could have a debate about that.
Yeah, we could have a debate about that, right.
That's so apparently there's a center in Oklahoma City where researchers from the Federal Aviation Administration are running a series of drills that could affect the comfort and safety of millions of airplane passengers. More than 700 residents of Oklahoma City have been recruited to help determine whether the space between airplane seats or the size of the seat affects their ability to evacuate an aircraft. Apparently, it takes a few minutes to wedge yourself out of an airplane seat before you can throw yourself out the safety exit. The drills mark the first time the FAA has ever examined whether the trend towards smaller seats and less personal space on today's planes actually pose safety risks to those aboard in the event of emergency. Now, this makes me a little unnerved, and I'll tell you why. If the pattern has been that planes are making the seats smaller and the legroom smaller.
Well, the airlines decide. They'll tell the plane manufacturer what they want, how many rows of seats, what size seats. That's up to the airline. It's not up to the plane manufacturer.
But shouldn't the FAA have already checked to make sure that's safe before these planes are up in the air flying? Why is
they're not checking the planes before, as they're being built, so why worry about the seats?
What the heck? Like, now you're going to say, oh, wow, everybody's kind of wedged in like sardines. Maybe we better see if this is safe in case of a fireball moving its way through the cabin. Give me a break. Why are they only getting to this now?
Well, because there's no leadership.
Consumer advocates and law. I mean, but what are they there for? I guess is the question. If the FAA is there to keep us safe, wouldn't this be like making sure every plane that is doled out is going to be safe for consumers?
Yeah.
So consumer advocates and lawmakers are worried that the results of the tests are flawed because the people the agency recruited don't reflect the demographics of today's flying public. Apparently, they must all be thin people. The FAA said the pool of volunteers includes adults between 18 and 60. Lawmakers and consumer advocates note that there were no children, no travelers with disabilities. The pool doesn't include animals, which are now a growing presence on today's airplanes. And so the representative, Steve Cohen, who's a Democrat from Tennessee, said we've got to get a representative sample of what a real plane looks like. And so they're questioning whether or not the results will actually stand if the FAA deems them to be safe without actually having a full mix of the demographic using air travel today.
Standards. We need standards. We need lots and lots of standards. Here's another one. The government getting into the CBD Act. CBD, remember when it first came on the market? It was marketed as a cure-all for all kinds of things, and I have found that it works. The CBD oil, it certainly is a great painkiller. I'll testify to that, and so will 100 or 1,000 of the people who listen to this program. But the market has expanded, number of distributors peddling dangerous products, so this is the FDA's turn to issue an emergency warning urging consumers to use caution when they're buying CBD products. Okay, so let's find what the harm is first here. They say we are concerned that some people wrongly think that the myriad of CBD products on the market, mainly of which are illegal, have been evaluated by the FDA. The FDA hasn't evaluated any supplements. And how many people have you known that have died of taking supplements versus overdoses of drugs? Please tell me, find one example of somebody someplace who has died. It may have negative impact, upset your stomach or whatever, but please find an example of somebody, one person, who's died because they overdosed on some kind of a supplement versus the drug overdoses and the people who have died by the thousands, if not tens of thousands, every year. So this is misappropriated focus. Are all the CBD products that are on the market good? Nah, they aren't. But is CBD oil, are things from hemp growth good and good for us? We've only tapped 1/1,000th, according to people that I have worked with, and where, and I set this up. Listen, I've become an expert on this stuff because on my farm we're going to set up a hemp processing facility, and we were ready to do that before the state of Massachusetts said, "Oh, wait a minute, we better not allow these products to be made or grown in Massachusetts." They didn't say you couldn't sell them. You can buy CBD products from outside of the state online. You can buy them at gas stations. You can buy them in the Whole Foods store. But they can't be manufactured in Massachusetts. Can you figure that one out? I can't. And neither can anybody else who's got any brains. So the prescription drugs that you can get and pay for, I mean, I don't know that it deals with epilepsy. I mean, I don't know what it does. They haven't studied that. There are lots of clinical trials going on. The CBD safety in using it for certain things, I think you've got to have some common sense and know where the stuff comes from. This is the buyer beware. The government can't save you from yourself, right? Why is it? I understand the government is supposed to protect us, and that's good. That's what we want for our tax dollars. I don't know that they do it enough. They sure as hell didn't protect us from the opioid problem, did they? And they haven't protected us from a lot of other things because of the influence of big money on their service. Look at we just talked about the FAA. Boeing sort of bribed the FAA and said, you know what, you don't have to inspect our new planes. We'll take care of it. And the FAA said, oh, okay. And you see what happened. So just because the FAA or the FDA or whoever is involved that says it's good or bad doesn't mean that it's good or bad. It's nice to have somebody you can count on. When it comes to the FDA, they are the most corrupted of all of the government agencies. And that's a big statement, but it's, in my mind, 100% true. Very corrupted. So the vape thing, I'm with the people who want to ban them. I don't see that there is anything, unless you can really, I guess it's somewhat been proven.
Quit smoking with them.
Quit smoking with them, yeah.
I don't say ban anything at this point. I don't know. I don't need the government telling us what's important or not. It's about educating people. And while I think it's unfortunate that
deaths in California and Utah.
Yeah, but these are people who are smoking marijuana and making like kind of they're doing like weird crazy cartridges that have vitamin E oil in them.
Right. Yeah. Don't do that. Another standard. From Utah this time, speaking of Utah, Governor Gary Herbert proposing a rule that would ban conversation therapy if you're a minor in Utah, says it's harmful. Boy, if you don't think the religion is...
You're talking about conversion therapy, not conversation therapy.
Oh, I am. Excuse me.
Right?
Yes, right. Yep. Ding, 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 ding. Thank you. I would say the same, though, for... It's conversation about conversion, right? I mean, that's really what goes on.
What they try to do is talk them out of converting. Hey, you're really not gay. Here's why. Here's what you're going through. This is not, you know, these feelings that you're having are not real, basically.
Uh-huh. Right.
But
how do you determine that? How do you say
and also,
you don't really feel that way, do you?
How can you go in and tell different religions what's appropriate or not? Because that has a slippery slope. And so I think if there's people, This is such a tough one, I think, as you can tell, because I struggle for the right words here.
Yeah, okay.
But I think with religions who want to go down this road, as much as I don't agree with it as a personal practice, because I don't think it works. I think people are born gay. I don't think there are a lot of people who wake up one day and say, you know what? This sounds like a great idea.
I agree with you, yeah.
But at the same time, if certain religious institutions want to employ some sort of therapy
or talk you out of
tactic, I don't want the government coming in and saying, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, that's a slippery slope for the government determining who we are and how we worship.
The governor says we should not talk about, we shouldn't talk. This is a proposal to ban conversion therapy. And so that involves, doesn't it, conversation? Doesn't it involve talking about it? And you have to go to somebody?
I don't know all the steps. I mean, it involves you going and you getting therapy based on, it's them saying you're not gay. There's, God doesn't make gay people. He, you know, the Bible says that a relationship is between a man and a woman. So that's the kind of stuff you're getting. Now, is that right? Is that the most healthy? No, probably not. But at the same time, to have the government insert itself into other people's private religions, I think is just a dangerous precedence.
It's 18 past the hour on the DJV program.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
The holidays. Time for hot cocoa, mistletoe, and spreading joy. A different kind of joy. The joy of pushing your limits on snowy mornings.
You feel that, Peloton? That's greatness.
The joy of getting the right motivation when you think you can't go any further.
Don't back out now.
The joy of giving it all you've got. Until tomorrow. Because our kind of joy will keep you coming back for more.
Peloton, way to work. Great job, everybody.
This holiday, give the gift of Peloton at onepeloton.com.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Recover or Die. It's a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug addiction in the United States. Recover or Die was founded by famous recovery musicians. They've been where you are right now, and they want to spread the message of hope and recovery. So here's the deal. They're working hand in hand with addiction recovery specialists and top-tier recovery centers nationwide to help you recover and get sober. Recover or Die is embarking on a huge national outreach tour to promote anti-addiction messages through a great blend of music and education. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol and they need help, call us right now, please.
800-209-5173. 800-209-5173. 800-209-5173.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Zahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Zahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Zahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The worst December. Just watch those.
Isn't it funny how you listen to certain singers, they sound like Broadway singers. Don't they ever notice that, Jennifer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Idina Menzel is one of them.
Quality in their voice.
And my love. Keep me warm. Idina and Billy Porter here to get you prepared for the holiday season. The new video, actually, of the song. Shared their video for I Got My Love to Keep Me Warm, which is a cover of the big Christmas standard from Irving Berlin. Quite jazzy. Crank it up a little here, Carol, will you? Nice.
I like it.
I do, too. 24 after, music section this hour of the EJV show. This track comes off of the latest holiday album from Idina Menzel called Christmas, the Season of Love. She teams up with the likes of Billy Porter, Ariana Grande, Josh Gad from Frozen and Co. So is this Porter or Josh?
Porter.
The new album is just one of the many projects that she's been hard at work on. Earlier this month, the long-awaited Frozen 2 premiered with Menzel in the starring role of Elsa. Next month, she'll be hosting her own Christmas special. And next year, she's going to appear in the Sony remake of Cinderella as the evil stepmother to Cinderella. How about that? And Camila Cabello is going to be Cinderella. Do you know that, Kara?
I knew that Camila Cabello was going to be. I didn't know about Cabello, though.
closely guarded cousin. Next up, after you get your love to keep you warm, is a focus on Spotify and the new holiday playlist. So if you're trying to freshen up your playlist, who better to help you with than Spotify? They've added 13 new tracks to the holiday collection at Spotify. The freshly recorded versions of some of the beloved classics include the Lumineers covering Darlene Love's version of Christmas Baby, Please Come Home, Adam Lambert singing Please Come Home for Christmas, and Liam Payne channeling Dean Martin for his version of Let It Snow. I have the list of the most popular Christmas tunes so far. Jingle Bell Rock is still on the top of the list. But they're all these, everybody knows what songs are there, right? Frank Sinatra is here. That Mr. Grinch thing, what a horrible thing.
You don't like that one.
Ah! Like, it's awful. Awful, awful, awful. I like seeing some of the traditional songs and when they came out. You know, Jose Feliciano's Feliz Navidad goes back to 1970?
Wow. Sounds about right. I mean, it's been around my whole life.
Yep. Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride goes back to 1952. The Ray Conniff Christmas tune, 62. Let's see, some of the other ones that have been around. Gene Autry's Here Comes Santa Claus goes back to 1947. These are the top songs, most popular Christmas songs, and how old they are. Run, Rudolph, Run from Chuck Berry, 1958. Happy Holidays, Andy Williams, 1963. Some of these moldy oldies. Bing Crosby, I'll Be Home for Christmas, 1943. 42, White Christmas for Bing Crosby. How about that? Just for your reference. All right. Also, musically speaking, Madonna has canceled all of her tour performances in Boston this weekend because she hurts. The Madam X shows have all been canceled because of her doctor saying you need to rest. She apparently has got lots of aches and pains from falling off the stage and doing lots of wild and crazy things over her career. Anyway, they started, I think, was it last week with her kids and Rosie O'Donnell on the stage? Wasn't that last week, Karen?
Yeah. I think it's funny they're still together, Rosie
friends.
And... Yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah. Interesting combo of things. So, but apparently she's moving on after Boston. So hold a good thought for Madonna to be well, if you like her. 28 at the hour on the DJV show.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. HomeAdvisor.
The holidays. Time for hot cocoa, mistletoe, and spreading joy. A different kind of joy. The joy of pushing your limits on snowy mornings.
You feel that, Peloton? That's greatness.
The joy of getting the right motivation when you think you can't go any further.
Don't back down now.
The joy of giving it all you've got. Until tomorrow. Because our kind of joy will keep you coming back for more.
Peloton, way to work. Great job, everybody.
This holiday, give the gift of Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. A 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A winter storm that slammed much of the country's midsection is now battering the Northeast, with 125 million people in its path. Winter storm alerts are up in 15 states. More than 700 flights were canceled, and delays have topped 4,500. Remnants of the storm linger in the country's midsection. Meteorologist Brian Hurley.
Taking a look at the upper Midwest, the colder air is in place. Temperatures have been very hard-pressed to warm up above freezing. They did have some ice accumulation in parts of central lower Michigan, so definitely travel is very, very difficult. Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
Heading out of New England, Robert Todd had to switch up his plans.
Looking at the weather, we knew we weren't going to get out. So we tried Manchester, where we were going out of, couldn't get out of Boston, and we got a flight out of here.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
The drama from your mama continues. I don't know if it's drama or not, but there's a lot of stuff going on in all of our lives. This is the DJV show. Good day from Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. How do you do? A lifetime of things. I was just listening to Jennifer talk about somebody running into her car.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, excuse me, it's pretty amazing what changes your reality. We've all been involved in accidents and what they do to an otherwise wonderful day. Do you let them get under your skin? If nobody gets hurt, why should you care? Isn't that kind of the bottom line?
Well, so, and that was kind of it. Like, I didn't even think about it when we were talking about Thanksgiving. I was like, oh, I forgot to even mention that someone hit my car on Thanksgiving. Because yeah. I guess you just get I just didn't let it bother me.
Things will happen.
Panic about it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
But
no big deal. So, here's something that I find very intriguing. We're talking about business. We're talking about the number of people who will buy goods and services because it's good for the economy. How does that continue? How do those numbers keep going up when the birth rate, the number of people, or are they one and the same? Maybe that's the question here. Because the birth rate has fallen in our country for the fourth year in a row. The tally of babies born this past year confirms the birth rate fell again, lowest level in 30 years. So Let's see here. 3 million, looking at the chart, Jennifer, 3,791,712 births last year. That's down 2% from the year before. The data also show that women are waiting longer to have children. Birth rates among women in their 20s and early 30s declined, but they have increased slightly among women 35 to 44. Teen birth rate for girls between the age of 15 and 19 off 7%. Yes, that's good news, except
that's good.
That 150 years ago, that was the average age of babies being born. You know that, right? Before, in the early 19th century, before the Civil War, the average mother's age was between 15 and 19. Now, we think that's a problem. Well, it is. Fewer babies being born via C-section. C-section delivery rate fell 31%. Wow, that's interesting. The C-section birth rate is convenient for the doctors who have a tea time of 10 o'clock.
Tom.
But other than that,
preach. I was a C-section. It had nothing to do
with my children were both C-section. But you do not go through, psychologically, it's been proven time after time after time after time, that going through the birth canal is good for you psychologically later in life. That first drama, that first challenge, drama or trauma, good for you psychologically. So it may be that we've had this epidemic of cesarean sections that were unnecessary, but just handy for the doctor who wanted to go play golf. And frankly, that's been proven to be the case many, many times. So, yeah, let's schedule that for 7 o'clock on Friday, so I can hit the links by 10. That's how it works. All right. So anyway, but the interesting thing is our population keeps going up. Hello, Mexico border wall immigration, and it's not just from the south, not just from Mexico. Lots of Chinese. You know, the Chinese are, I don't know how many, why we don't put two and two together here. The number of Chinese who are trying to get out of China and come to America has never been larger. The number of people coming in on the West Coast to Long Beach, Los Angeles even, up in the northern, in San Francisco, and the, up to Seattle, all of these people trying to get in here, if they come in on the Pacific side, they're not coming from Mexico, they're coming from Asia.
Right.
Lots and lots of Chinese trying to get into this country. And on the East Coast, I don't know, I don't feel some Eastern Europeans trying to get in here, but it was more Hispanics because they filter up Brazilians. We were having this conversation the other day because Framingham, the town that I live in Massachusetts, has the largest population of Brazilians in one concentrated place outside of Brazil. This is an amazing reality. Why they all come here, nobody seems to know. But there are thousands and thousands and thousands of Brazilians who live here in this community. And there are Somalians who have moved to Maine. I mean, why? What are you going to... Well, in Maine, I know the reason they go to Lewiston is because they somehow or other were getting free all this and this, free that, free this, free that. So the number of our population is going up, but it's immigrants that are moving it certainly is not the birth rate, which I find rather interesting. The number of people in our country who are going on for high school graduate, I guess that's postgraduate, right? Isn't that what you refer to when you go on to college?
Mm-hmm.
Half of this year's class of Rhodes Scholars are first-generation Americans. Speaking of immigration...
Well, that's about right. I mean, think about the age, just for ages alone, you know, people who came here, made good. I mean, my mom would teach people who it was their first time finishing high school. Now those kids are going on to finishing college and beyond.
Yeah. They go to Oxford in September of next year to study in fields broadly across the social, biological, physical sciences, and humanities. The winners include... the first black woman, president of the Harvard Crimson. A brigade commander at West Point. A Fulbright scholar. And the first transgender woman selected for the program. Cecil Rhodes, who graduated from Oxford in 1902, created the scholarship. He's like, you know, interesting to find out who these people are, Rhodes, the Rhodes Scholars, and the Nobel Prizes. You know that these guys were involved in making dynamite? You knew that, right?
I did not.
Yeah. There you go. Anyway, it's very interesting to
see. You're just a plethora of knowledge.
I am. Listen to me and you'll know what's going on. Wait, one other thing that I want to talk about that's serious, very serious stuff. We've been off on this a couple of times this week, but I think it's worth repeating the business about, especially because we're traveling so much. If you plug your whatever iPhone, iPad, whatever your device is, into a power station at an airport, you're out of your mind.
Or a Starbucks or in any place.
Yeah.
They're getting all your info.
Right. They are. So why would people want some of this stuff? I don't know.
Well, a lot of it is personal information and credit cards. People store their credit cards on now. I mean, it's a lot.
Not me. I don't do any of that stuff online. I make people do it on the phone. But I think the thing about getting scammed here, what I'm trying to figure out is how they change the port, because they physically have to pull the port out of the wall and put their own port in order to hack you.
Yeah.
That's the physical side of it. I wonder how they do that without somebody noticing. Right? How do you do that?
Well, I think they just can download it through the port if they stick it in. Like, you can get... I mean, I don't know, Kara, isn't that right?
We all have to ask the young kid.
I don't know how it works, but I don't think they have to pull the outlet out of the wall.
No, I think they can just stick their own device in.
Yeah, when you think of, like, I don't know, a gas station or something, where obviously they can put something on, you know, to scan your card.
So they put into the plug, they can plug into some... Into any plug, and then they can.
I don't know, but it's not all. It's not a normal outlet. It's just a USB outlet. So you don't want to plug your USB cord directly into an outlet that charges that way. If you have a normal charger, then it's fine. They're not going to be able to get it that way. But a USB works to transfer data. So, like, you can plug your phone into your computer to sync, you know, your iTunes accounts up or something like that. So. I don't know exactly how it works, but yeah, wherever you go, don't just use a USB plug. Or bring your own portable charger. They're cheap on Amazon or wherever you want to get one, and you can get like three charges out of them. So I take one with me whenever I travel. I take one with me when I go out at night.
Good idea.
That's probably the simplest way to avoid it.
You can also get a condom for they call
Would
them.
Would you stop saying that?
What? No, it's called a USB condom.
I've never heard anyone say that before. I guess that's the actual name. But Victoria's going to be in trouble for putting that in the prep.
I know.
Why did she do that? I think she was just messing with us. She just.
Oh, really?
Yes, yeah, she just wants to say condom.
Let's get her on the phone.
Let's call her up.
Let's wake her up. She's probably
good idea. Call her up.
And don't stop calling till she answers.
It's the DJV program at 44 after the hour.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
I remember watching my grandmother spend hours doing housework, like washing dishes, doing laundry, and hanging it out to dry. They called it Laundry Day because that's how long it took. Labor-saving appliances were among the great advancements of the last century, especially washing machines and dishwashers. They freed generations of women from the drudgery of such chores. By 1983, dishwashers could finish in 30 minutes, and laundry took less than an hour. Then, the government began regulating water and energy use. Congress adopted federal standards, and today's appliances take three times longer. Now, many people wash and dry things twice, so they're not saving water or energy. The government ought to tend to its own dirty laundry and leave mine alone. It's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. HomeAdvisor.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth. TalkZone.com.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
For those of you who like to listen to various programs that I do, the latest podcast from the listeners to the American Family Farmer Show, focusing on the fact that only 12 cents of every Thanksgiving food dollar went to the farmer. 12 cents going to the farmer. The rest of it, you can use your imagination as to where that goes. No wonder our American family farmers are in trouble. So listen to that podcast. Find out what's going on the farm. AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. You're talking, listening to us talk about farms and families and food and all that good stuff. AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. Speaking of families, there's never been a time that I didn't think Jennifer, it's a double negative, so I should say it in a positive way, and I think that Jennifer Garner was one of the coolest people in terms of celebrity. And so this is just one more. She, I said to Kara off the air, how bad is it that I'm looking at these pictures and I know the parking garage where she got lost?
I know, and you're telling people where she was.
Yeah, right. It was in the Westfield Mall on Santa Monica Boulevard where she couldn't find a car. It's a huge structure. They're like four levels of parking, and you know how those huge structures, you know, and they all get green lights and red lights. You don't know where the hell your car is. Anyway, so there was, that was all over social media this week. And then apparently she went on Instagram the other day to share a lot of pictures that were taken of her by her assistant when she got a phone call from Mary Poppins.
Cool.
Apparently Julie Andrews was on the podcast with Katie Couric, Next Question, and they were talking about Jennifer Garner because the question came up, who do you think, you know, is the best young actress today, and apparently Julie Andrews thinks Jennifer Garner is. So they called her. And the pictures and the story is so sweet. The last three images of them show her completely collapsed on her couch before she slid off the couch onto the floor while she was talking to Julie Andrews. It's just cute stuff. Nice things from
her. She's so likable.
She really is. Lovely. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With Nick Miles, our weekly focus on your cars from Our Auto Expert. His website, OurAutoExpert.com. OurAutoExpert.com. Say that 100 times fast. OurAutoExpert.com is here. We'll talk about your oil changes and what's going on with Audi and the Tesla, that silly, that what in the world? Who would buy? Look at all these people that are buying these Tesla pickup trucks. Ay, ay, ay. Right now, though, time to focus on your next new car. Is that what you're doing? It may not. If you go to Kelley Blue Book, let them show you a few things they've recently named to their 2020 Best Buy Award winners. How about we get the report from Smith & Rao right now?
Following head-to-head testing, evaluation, and data analysis of 2020 model year vehicles, the experts at Kelley Blue Book announced the 2020 Kelley Blue Book Best Buy Award winners. Here's Micah Muzio, managing editor at Kelley Blue Book.
We understand how overwhelming it can be to shop for a new car with so many choices and many brand new names hitting the market every year. That's why we created the awards to help consumers shop confidently by doing the heavy lifting for them.
Starting with the more than 300 new models available for 2020, Kelley Blue Book's annual Best Buy Awards are based on a year-long regimen of expert evaluation and testing of nearly every new vehicle available in America.
For 2020, the all-new Kia Telluride took home top honors as best new model for its impressive combination of innovation and value in one of the hottest segments in the marketplace.
For full results, visit kbb.com/bestbuyawards.
All right, so we have a fan, Nick. I'm sure we have lots of fans. This guy, we have one. We got one fan. Nick Miles.
Is it my mom?
Here. Yeah, no, it's a guy named Larry. Who said, okay. I very much enjoy your conversation with Nick. It's very informative. I have leased a 2019 S60. What's an S60? What's an S60?
Is it a Volvo? Volvo S60.
Okay, yeah. And he says that the dealers are going to have to change oil for 10,000 miles. It's synthetic oil, but I think that's too long. When should I change my oil? What is it, 3,000 miles, 10,000? What's the verdict here?
Yeah, here's the deal. Newer cars actually go longer without having the oil change. We managed to work it out so the oil doesn't get so polluted in new cars. So, yeah, you should go exactly what the dealer and the manufacturer says. If you always worry about that, there's this little book. I know no one's ever looked at it in their life. But it sits in the glove box. Yeah. And it's called the manual, and you can look it up in the manual. It'll tell you there just to confirm. So the manual usually has all the information that you ever need to know about your car. I know it gets in the way of the maps and the candy and everything else you keep in that in the glove box. But the truth is it does have some useful information in it. And newer cars will go 10,000 miles without an oil change if you use synthetic oil.
Very practical. Audi says they're going to cut thousands of German workers as it shifts its focus to electric cars. So Volkswagen, Audi, they're the same car, basically, aren't they?
Yeah, Volkswagen own Audi, and they own lots of other brands, too, including Lamborghini and a few others. Yeah, they're cutting a number of jobs because you need less people to actually make electric vehicles. This is all the fallout from the Dieselgate a few years ago. Now that they're not making diesel vehicles anymore, which take a lot of parts, by the way. You know, you have a starter, and you have a fuel this, and a line that, and a cooling this. Well, in an electric vehicle, you don't need all that, so you have a lot less parts in the vehicle, so they're going to need less people to work on these vehicles. But
I didn't know they stopped. I didn't know they stopped making diesel cars.
Well, they will do.
Really?
They will do altogether, yeah, if they make any more right now. I would have to actually check if it's completely stopped, but the plan is no more diesels for Audi or any of the VW group, but it's all electric replacing that or hybrid.
That's silly. I think diesels are very efficient and very good in cars. My daughter has one of those Volkswagen diesels, and they're 43 miles to a gallon with a stick shift.
Right. I mean, they are especially, the bigger the vehicle you get, diesel makes much more sense. It's just that the flavor of diesel is not very palatable now. It's in the United States because of the diesel scandal. And in Europe, interestingly enough, it's not very palatable because diesel vehicles, the smaller diesel vehicles, put out a lot of smoke. And cities like Madrid are now getting smoked out. So they decided it maybe better not.
Speaking of electric cars, this electric truck from Tesla. Good God, who would have thought they'd sell 250,000 of those things?
Well, it's a $100 deposit that people have put down. It's fully refundable, so, you know, what have you got to lose? So 250,000 people. I think that's a lot different, by the way, that people put down the money for the Tesla Model 3. I think that was around 400,000 people put the money down, and it was a lot more money then for that. But it's all because of this Ford truck challenge. Let's see if it actually happens.
Ford says, we'll go head-to-head with you in our F-150 pickup trucks. That is an interesting comparative, isn't it? OurAutoExpert.com, that's the home of Nick Miles.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.